Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Jeremy Wernick Shlita, who is the inspiration behind these shiurim. The Sfasemes, Tufresh Lamed Hey, third piece, Tama Nirza Achar Shesh, Ozen Sheshama Vadayim. The Gemara says, Yochan ben Zakkai, Kedushin Chav Beis Amid Beis, Darshin this pasuk min Choymer, Manishtani, Darshin this pasuk Mamish Gevaldik, Manishtana Ozen Mekol Evram Shibaguf. Why do we pierce his ear and not any other of his organs? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, the ear that heard my voice on Mount Sinai when I said that Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, that Jewish people are supposed to be my servants, and then not avodim la'avodim, we're not supposed to be servants of servants. When you're serving another human being, you're a servant of a servant. We don't want that. We just want to be straight servants of Hashem. This ear that heard that, and he still went and bought him for himself a master, Yirotzah. His ear should be, you bore a hole through his ear. So that's why it's the ear problem. The ear wasn't properly hearing. Zok the Heiliges Vasemes, Velo Bishas Mechira. So, Farvus Vautman, Vaid Yuvait, until after 6 years. Why don't you do it b'shas mechira when he sells himself? Should bore a hole in his ear, because the ear that heard not to be servants of servants went and bought for himself a master. So why do we only chop him after he says after 6 years? Masbir Rebbe ki savur haya shiachol lekabel avdut shelo yinatek al yedei ze me'avdut shel hakadosh baruch hu. This person thought that he could be Makabel Avdus and not to detach himself through this from the Avdus of Hashem. In other words, he thought he could be a servant. And it's Beseder, he'll still be a servant of Hashem. It's not a stira. Ve'achal shi'ada tam avdut basar v'dam. But after he tasted it, he tasted 6 years of servitude. She'al yidei ze porek ol malchut shamayim. That through this, he's throwing off the yoke of heaven. Zohar. When you're serving another human being, that's prikas ol malchus shemayim. This whole notion of servitude, this is not the ideal. We only want to be servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they're porek ol malchus shemayim. That's how he realizes it. So at the outset, we don't bore a hole in his ear because his svara was a good svara. He said that I can be a servant of both. If a guy is married. So he's subordinate to his wife and he's subordinate to his boss at work. He's 24 hours a day, he's always working for somebody. So it's not a stira. His wife isn't jealous of his boss. His boss isn't jealous of his wife. Not that a man should be subordinate to his wife, but it happens. So this person thought, I could be subordinate to my master and to Hashem. It doesn't go. Now he realizes it doesn't go. Ain lo lomar a hafti. He shouldn't say a hafti. I love my wife and I love my children. I love my master, my wife, my kids. I don't want to go free. He shouldn't say this because, sir, now you realize that you can't properly serve God if you're subordinate to somebody else. Even though human eyes see this and they think, hey, it's not such a big affair, he's used to it already. He's used to being subordinate, subservient to somebody else. No. Now he realizes how big the sin is. Should hate it more. Now that he's tasted the avdus, he should say, this is terrible. And if somebody sells himself because he has to, he needs the money, even if he doesn't want to go out afterwards, even though the Torah allowed him to go out, when he sold himself originally, it also wasn't mitoch hadochak. And therefore, he is punished because he sold himself originally. That's why it says here, "Halach zev akanal adam latzim." In other words, he's being punished, yiratza, for being kanal adam latzma. So he only gets it after 6 years. Why the Sosema says does he only get it after 6 years? Because now he tastes the tam avdus. He realizes that he can't do both. He can't be a proper servant of Hashem if you're a servant of another human being. That's what's only after 6 years. But why is he getting it? He's getting it because he originally sold himself. Because it wasn't really mitoch hadochak. So first the Sfasema says, ein alav chet. Raki meina rotze achakach latzes. The only time there's a sin is if he doesn't want to leave afterwards. Because originally he sold himself mitoch hadochak. He was forced to do so. So it's not such a sin if he doesn't want to, that he sold himself originally, just that he doesn't want to go out. But then he turns around and he says, even Ascholas HaMechira Loisa Be'emes Mitoch HaDochak. Apparently the Sfasemis feels that the person really understood what it means to be a servant of another human being. He would have found a way to pay it without having sold himself. And therefore, he's punished for selling himself as well. So the Yesod of this Maimer is that we have to realize that the only being that we should serve is Hashem and not other human beings. Continues Fasemis in the next shtickle, Tafresh Lamed, hey, Bevadai Yacholim Lulman, Me'elam Mishpatim, Dorachim Matzuchim, Lavodis Abaris Baruch. You can learn from Me'elam Mishpatim what you need in order to serve Hashem. V'din Shomrim, Ki Yitain Kesef, etc. Kalim, Yotze Aganav, Shnaim Yishalim, Lo Shalach Yodo, Kedesh Baruch Hu, Nosein Ladim, Kalim Lishmer. You have the whole dinim of Shomrim, guardians, all the sugis above Mitzia. Of guardians. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you Kalim Lishmor. He gave you all these vessels to watch. Kesef Hu HaRatzon VaHacheshek. Kesef is Melshem Kisufim. So the person was given Kesef Lishmor, Kalim Lishmor. All the vessels of this world, all the utensils, all the Kesef, all the Kisufim, all the Ritzonos, all the desires, all the Taivas, all the Cheshek. Just the creation of man. It's also a kli for avodas Hashem yisbarach. We also require guarding. Ve'etzahara goinei ve'ikar, and comes the etzahara. The Sfasemis is mefarei shal pi remes. Who's the gan of the etzahara? Yimadam nitzal mimenu yesh lo yisron ki ganav mishalim kefil. If you're saved from him, you won, because now the ganav has to pay double. So the Eitzah is to preserve yourself, to guard yourself, to guard the Kalim, is to distance yourself from excessive pleasures in this world. Because it says if a person Sholech Yad, if he uses the object that he was supposed to guard, he's Chayv Bonesim. So don't use it for your own purposes, just for Hashem. A person's Chayv and Ones, even if there's an Ones, if he uses the object for his own purposes. So don't use this world for yourself, just for Hashem. So that's the avod of this world, to realize that everything is here, we're shomrim, and the Yetzirah is trying to steal it. And our job is to preserve it properly and then return the everything we were given to the Master at the after 120. Skipping out to the next shtickle, b'medrash ve'eila mosif al rishonim aseres hadibris. The medrash says that ve'eila mishpatim, and these are your judgments, your statutes, judgments. So that adds on to the aseres hadibris. It's a hemshich. De'isa shteitin pasuk magid varav liyakov. He tells his words to Yaakov. Eila aseres hadibris dvarav milash hadibris magid dvarav liyakov. Chukav mishpat liyisrael zam mishpatim. Chukav mishpatim is the Jewish people. These are the Mishpatim. That's Eila Mishpatim. Vein Beis Madrega Zulam Alam Izu. Sfasemis often has that topology where he Mefarish Psukim based on various categories. So Dvarav is Shaykh to Yaakov. Mishpatim is Shaykh to Yisrael. Just like we have two Madregas, Yaakov and Yisrael, you also have two Madregas of Dvarav Mishpatim of Aseres HaDibros and Eila Mishpatim. So what's the Mahalach? Azoy. כי מקודם צריך האדם לקיים מצוות הבורא בלי חקירת השכל והוא עניין הדיברות להיות נמשך אחר הנהגת הבורא. Because first the person has to be מקיים מצוות הבורא without chakiros of the seichel, without trying to understand everything. And that's dibros. Dibros is lashon hanhaga, like it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, dabar echad lador vein shnei dabarim lador, one leader, not two. Dabar, dibros, dibur is leaders, leadership. Dibros is being drawn after, being led. We have to be led. The aseres hadibros. Lios nimshach achar hanagas habore, without the seichel. Magid varav, even the word hagada, it's like good asik, good. And the Gemara means to be extended, extended up, extended down. Everybody who learned the Gemara, Sukkah, everyone knows. So that's magid. You're drawn after dvarav, after Hashem's hanhaga, who seder hanagasa, the seder of Hashem is ruling the world. Kamoshkasu dvar melech shilton. So even another pasuk, dvar meloshin leadership. The words, the leadership of the king is his ruling. It's how he rules. That's the Aseres HaDibros. Achach zoch nahasik tamei amitzasem mishpat v'shem al pi haseichel. And then afterwards, the person zoche to understand the reasons for the mitzvahs. Those are mishpatim, which is al pi seichel, which we can understand intellectually. So first, you just follow Hashem blindly. You know, it's Hashem. It's not blind. You're doing it. You're using your seichel to know you're following Hashem. But you're not trying to figure out what he's telling you. You're not trying to figure out the reasons for the mitzvahs. You're just a good camper. You're a good soldier. You follow Hashem. And then afterwards, you understand the reasons. That's the mishpatim. It's the higher madrega. Magid varav li Yaakov, loraz Yaakov, and then mishpatim li Yisrael. And then you're zocher to understand the tamei mitzvahs. V'schak musadam idea Torah tzorach gam kein shmira. L'chein en yuchom lovam v'zat shem kalm kol demachos shemayim b'yira. K'mayim rakol shiris cheto kodemes. Chochmasum is kayemes. So even when you become a chacham, you understand through the Torah, you also need shmirah. And therefore, the first you have to have kabbal so machal shemayim biyira. You have to first accept machal shemayim with fear. You can't just have eila mishpatim. It has to be veila mishpatim. It has to be following the kabbal so machal shemayim, the yira, all of Har Sinai. It says in the pasuk, that it's for Yira, that the Torah was given. Should have fear. That's part of that's Har Sinai. So Har Sinai was a scary, awe-inspiring experience. Not scary in the sense that somebody's going to beat you up. A bad guy in a dark alley. I sit in the sun for a long time, I become a dark alley. In any event, I was a poor stab at humor. In any event, it says here, Ve'ela, so first we have to have the Ve', which connects us to the Yisrael, which connects us to the Aseres HaDibros, which is Yira, which is Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. And then we can understand the Tamim. Can't be alone. It has to be adding on to the Avod of a person. Az Yesh Lakim, then it has lasting value. Rashi, Amar Hashem l'Moshe Rabbeinu, al tale al datcho. He says, don't think that you should just tell them the halachas so they know what to do, and not tell them the reasons. Rather, it says, Rashi tosim lefneim, like a prepared table. Help them understand. Don't just learn kids of Shulchan Aruch with them. Not against Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You also have to know what to do. But you have to know the reasons also. You have to learn the sugyas. You have to go deeper. So why would Moshe Rabbeinu have a havamina that he wouldn't explain it to them? Perish Yari Moshe Shem B'nei Soruim L'Hasik Atom V'yesh B'zeh Sakana. You know Moshe Rabbeinu's havamina was as his Fasemes. That they're not going to understand the reasons. And that's going to be dangerous. That's going to be dangerous if they don't understand the reasons. They'll say, oh, doesn't make sense to me, they won't do it. Rama Kodesh Baruch Hu Kiruna Hebenei Yisrael Lekach, and Hashem said, no, they are fitting. Vizib Zohar Kodesh Kodesh Yisrael Tzorech Lavad Hashem Yisbaruch Bechinas Eved Lekayim Pekudas HaMelech Bechinas Ben Lechaps begins in the Malko. Zok the Ahilig Zohar that every Jewish person has to serve Hashem both as a slave, just fulfilling the commands of the master, of the king, and as a son to look in the storehouses of the king. You know, like my parents tell me where the key is to their safe. And if I have to take, they let me take. We hope. Why? They trust me. I'm not going to steal. They trust me with their safe. If they have one. So too, that's a person. But that's a son. But does on have it? Do they tell the cleaning lady? Oh yeah, there's the key. Yeah, just, you know, whenever you want, you can just go in there and see what we have going on in our safe. Take whatever you need. No? Why not? Different relationship? So the ben is the chapsa begins in the malko. Now that I mentioned my parents, I should give them a bracha. So zayin gezut and stark, they should live in good health until 120. You see, grandchildren and great-grandchildren, Amir Tashem. Grandchildren, they have many, but great-grandchildren, Amir Tashem, Bekarav. So that's the avoda. During the week is as avdus. Shabbos is lechapsa, begins in the malka, that's the sun. Ve'bechinas adibris v'amishpatim. And this parallels dibris v'mishpatim, like specifically that's topology. We have dibris v'mishpatim. Yaakov Yisrael. Weekday Shabbos. V'avod simeachol. Chol is avdus. Shabbos b'chinas ben. Shabbos zochem b'shabbos l'skal salasel b'shaskim ha-seichel. Shabbos is mishpatim, where we have this das, that now the seichel understands l'kayim rotzim v'gnesh v'shamayim b'lim l'chomis. To be Mekayim, the will of our Father in heaven without wars. Shabbos shalom. So Shabbos is mamish, he's our Father. There are no wars during the week. It's much more difficult. And that's why it's called Shabbat shalom, which is from the Zohar Kaddish. It's not just a modern Israeli thing. Ki mishpatei Hashem emes, v'shamayim akol meidim al tzidkas habore. Because the mishpatim of Hashem are true. And at Shemayim, everybody's made on the righteousness of Hashem. Uksiv Hashem oz lamo yitein Hashem v'chassam v'shalom. Perishai deshe gov m'kol chatorah yitzahar zochan akach l'shabbos b'chinas shalom. First Hashem oz lamo yitein, ein oz el Torah. We have the strength of Torah. And then we have shalom. Then we have Shabbos. First we have this war, this battle, this strength. And then we have b'chinas shalom, which is mishpatim, which is understanding the tamim, which is tasting the sweetness. V'al zeh yisa machog l'shem shemayim. Sof l'skayim, siz v'asemes, machog l'shem shemayim is during the week. That's the time for Melchomis. But so for the Skyim is on Shabbos, Shabbos Shalom. Moshkel Shalayel Nolam Kiyom at Shabbat Shabbos. Shabbos gives it Kiyom. That's so for the Skyim. That's what's going to make it last. Perish Yishbolam Bechina Machlokas Me'am the Shikra. This world has Machlokas. Because this world is a world of falsehood, so there has to be Machlokas. But on Shabbos, La Shilton Achorana Bekula Almin. There's no other Shilton. It's only Hashem on Shabbos, like it is in the Zohar Kadosh Chelik Beis. V'zeo Makayim Olam, and that's what's Makayim the world. Moshkos v'Shabbos k'viyav akayma. So Pashpashat, the Shabbos k'viyav akayma is that Shabbos is just there. It's there from Sheish Shnei Bereishis. It's eternal. But says the Sfasem, it's Shabbos k'viyav akayma. It's Mekayim the world. It's Koveya. It's Kavua, and it's Mekayim the world. It's part and parcel of, it gives existence, gives the world existence, reality. That's Shabbos. Shabbos is Shalom, is Shlemus, is Kiyum, is Leolam, is Emes. Mishpatim are Emes. Emes is eternity. Aleph, the beginning of the alphabet, Mem, the middle of the alphabet, Tav, the end of the alphabet. Just keeps going. Ve'evin muchan lucha mechemes hamelech. The Evid, his job, he's the soldier. He's fighting the king's wars. U'b'Shabbos b'chinas menucha lebanam al shulchan avim. And Shabbos is when you come home to your parents, you have a nice table set, and you sit k'shulchan aruch lefneichem, and you sit and you taste az this geshmak. Is that supposed to be Shabbos? Shabbos is to sit at the Shabbos table and say, oh, it's so geshmak to be the son of the king. Next shtickle b'pasuk v'chi yishal. When somebody borrows something from his friend, so he has to make sure to guard it. But if Balavimo, if the Baalim are working for you, then the person's pater if something happens to the object. Ki kol ma'aseh adam neshocha machor, so he explains this b'derech remes. Ki kol ma'aseh adam neshocha machor atzim sadam b'chol, all your ma'asim go after your essential being. V'Hashem yisbarach nosim l'chodim kelim yikorom kol achushim v'nesham atahir shikasu b'zor ha'kadosh al pasuk ki yimkor bito l'amah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you kelim. He gives you chushim. He gives you your senses. He gives you a pure neshama, like it says in the Zohar HaKadosh. Kiyim kor ish is bito lo ama. What does that mean? Kiyim kor ish, who's the ish? Doku chibrichu, that's Hashem. Es bito donish misakadisha. He sells the soul, that's the neshama. He sells the daughter, that's the heilig neshama. Daughter is the neshama. How holy is this girl? It's the soul. And a person, he gives it to this person, and now you have to do the right things with it. What are you going to do with your neshama? What are you going to do with the pure neshama that Hashem gave you? So if you're using this neshama for yourself, if kol ana shelo, if you're a shoel, then you have to pay even onsim. Like the din of a shoel is, you borrow somebody's bicycle, even onus, because kol ana shelo, you get to use it for yourself, so you have the highest level of responsibility. So too, you were given this neshama, you're chayv, if it's kol ana shelo, you're just getting hana from this world, chayv ma'onsim, then you're responsible for everything, even onus. So how do you make it shela bebailim? That the person who lent you this object is working for you and you're not going to be chayv in onus if something happens to this object? And the answer is, if you're moser nefesh l'Hashem, and that's called she'elim bebailim. How does it that Hashem is nishal to a person, is working for this person? It can't be. You know why it's called Sheila Bebailim? Says this Vasem, it's a big Kiddush. If you're Moser Nefesh to Hashem, that's Sheila. Now you borrow this object, you borrow this Neshama Bebailim, and now the Bailim is with you. Since the Bailim is with you, because you're Moser Nefesh to the Bailim, not that Hashem is literally working for you, but He's with you, that's Sheila Bebailim. For a person, it's working for you. For Hashem, it's being with you that you're Moser Nefesh to Him. So now you're Pater. That you give Hashem your heart and your soul, He's with you. So imo b'melachto, and He's your pater b'onsim. And now you're pater on onus because He's imo b'melachto. God is with you. How could Hashem be mechayev for onus? The answer is, if you're not makabel malchus shemayim, if a person is not makabel malchus shemayim, then all the onsim are really pshia. How is he not makabel malchus shemayim? Now he's living in his own, he's under his own domain. So everything is his fault. Everything is a pshia. It's not onus anymore. Can't say it's not my fault. Why were you not makabel malchus shemayim? A person is makabel malchus shemayim, it's baal avimo. Now he's pater. Not his fault. He's with Hashem. He's trying his best. When it's Mesa Machmas Malacha, a person's a shoel, if it's Mesa Machmas Malacha, Fasemis uses the halachas, Bederach Remes. If it dies because of its work, so then it's Pater. Avki Asecha Machayev Shkol Chatzronos Tzadom HaShoel, even though Sechel is a Machayev, the Chatzronos are because of the borrower. Avapichain Lefom Kach Chatzronos Baruch Shosel and the Vod Shalokha Legamra. Sometimes Hashem gives you an avod that you can't finish. Don't feel bad that you can't finish all your avodah. Sometimes there's this notion of mesa machmas malacha, that a person dies because of the hard work. He can't finish it. So don't feel bad. Lo alecha malacha ligmor, v'lo alecha ligmor, like we used to sing when we were kids. But v'lo ata ben chrim libel, tell me, man, you have to try your best. But if the person's mesa machmas malacha, he's doing his best, but he's not able to finish. Either he dies, or the object goes, but he's not able to finish. The avod is too much. It's an avod is yochol gamra. He's doing the malacha, chora the meisim achus malacha is the object. But either way, whether it's the object or the person, if he can't finish, he can't finish it. Don't feel bad. Then you're putter. Why are you putter? Because you did your best. So lohibo levadim berosu shena shom medisla. Don't feel bad that you can't be gomer kol ma'isav karoi. Because it's not your fault. You were given a body. You were given a soul. You were given all these kalim. Sometimes so if it doesn't last, if you don't finish it, don't feel bad. Meisim achas malacha. We continue Tav Reish Lamed Zayin over Medrash. Mashal Matruna gives a medrash of a matron woman who has weapons before her, weapons after her. So too the matron woman is the Torah. They're dinim milafaneh v'dinim lachareh. Like it says in the Medrash. First it says v'shavtu osam b'chol eis, that's dinim. It's before Matan Torah, and here it says dinim and dibris b'emtza. So to this, like a matron woman, which is the Torah, you have the people holding the weapons, like the Queen of England. You have those the guard of honor, the weapons before, the weapons after. She's in the middle. What does this mean? You need mishpatim before Torah, because mishpatim is midas hadin. You have to be mitakin kol pirtei ha'maisim. You have to be mitakin all your deeds. And afterwards, you're zochet the Torah, which is the midah of rachamim. He says, "Kamo shabiyano parasha kodemis." Torah is rachmana, rachmana omar. Torah is midah of rachamim. Yaakov Avinu, midah rachamim. Yaakov's kineged Torah. But first you need din. Interesting, Yitzchak is din. First is the Yitzchak Yaakov. So first is din. You have to be attacked in your ma'isim, and then you're zochet the Torah, which is rachamim. But afterwards, you also have to fix yourself that you shouldn't come to gavas through Torah. Person has to do tshuva through Torah, that he should be so embarrassed how Kodesh Baruch Hu was so good to you. And then you do tshuva, you say, God has been so good to me, and what have I done for him? Every second, God is giving me trillions of gifts, all my cells. My brain is working, my memory, my speech, my thought, my walking, my talking, my seeing, my breathing, my feeling, my movements, everything that I have, all the mitzvahs that Hashem gave me, the meaning He gave to my life, that I understand there's meaning in life, so much. He said, Busha, look at all the chesed Hashem has done for me. Hashem gave me Torah. Hashem gave me everything. His Busha, that's the din, that's mishpatim after Torah. And that's the year in the mishpat that after comes after perceiving Torah. So first you have the yira, that's chisar and das. Then you get the Torah, and then you have yira with das. And that's what makes it last. And that's the mashal of the people holding the weapons before the matrona, that nobody ish rab liyal shouldn't come. And then the weapons shall achareah, whom she kvar neschaber lashleis akev etz leosimidai. Somebody who's already with her shouldn't be with her too much. Ve'ela pachad umar v'yisko ki hi amalka v'lo yashav v'beinav l'skar ve'ela v'yosir midai. You have to remember that the Torah is the malka. Not to get too close. And then he says, the maskil yavin, shusod havav, shebein beiz ha'ein. And shem Hashem is a vav between two hays, which I obviously don't understand. This is all Kabbalah. I've said this before. This is all Kabbalah. We're just explaining it. I'm explaining it on my level. Hopefully you can get much deeper. You can get the Kabbalah. But that's the yisod. The yisod is that on a pashtus level, that first you have dinim, you have yira, then you zochet the Torah, and then you have busha that you have the Torah, and you realize that you're not really so worthy. You're still in awe in the presence of the Torah. You understand how holy the matrona is. So after Torah, you need din also. You need midas hadin to judge yourself. Shpatim. Well, now I'll skip a little bit. Tafresh memhei. Dibar maschil b'medrash. Mishpat atztaka b'yakav atah asisa. They bring the pasuk that the judgment and righteousness with Yaakov, you did. Kibem esgam b'nei noach mitzuvin ala dinim. Because the truth is that Bnei Noach are also commanded. So what's special about the Mishpatim of Klal Yisrael? Bnei Noach also have dinim, like we see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Vav, Rambam, Malachim, Perek Tislach Aleph, Avoksiv Chukum Mishpat Adli Yisrael. It's only for us. Chukum Mishpat Adli Yisrael. Hainash Bnei Yisrael Mechuvanim Ela Mishpat Ha'emes. We have true Mishpat. Tichsiv HaMishpat Lelokim Uvinei Yisrael HaMarak HaKelim Shakarash Baruch Hu Manig HaOlam HaYideim. So the judgment is for Hashem. And the Jewish people are only the vessels, the utensils with which Hashem leads the world. Through them. And the Mishpat Hashem are concluded or completed by the Sanhedrin. So it means Atasisa. Mishpat v'tztako b'yakob Atasisa. You made it. Because it's really God making the Mishpatim. The Sanhedrin is just the kli. But they have siyua, they have help min Hashemayim. These are the lights, again, this Kabbalah, that are hidden, that are stored in the Neshamas of Bnei Israel. The Neshamas are the Ma'isi Yadav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Neshamas are the Ma'isi Yadayim of Hashem. Moshkas B'Zohar HaKadosh. Like it says in the Zohar, Chelek Beis, Sadi Tesamet Beis. These sources, by the way, are in the Orei Tzion edition of this Vasemis. He has sources there. Ukedirsiv Neshamas Ani Asisi, like it says in Isaiah. Nun Zayin Tezayin. I made Neshamas. So it's Hashem, the Neshamas of the Ma'isi Yadayim Hashem. And that's where the Mishpatim are coming from. Through the Neshama. To have true godly judgments. And that's all Siyu Hashem. Don't think that a judge is just judging with his Seichel HaPashit. The Das L'Chachem Yisrael is to be Mevar what the Mishpatim of Hashem are. And all is because of the kochos that are stored in their souls. Hosea 14:9. From you my fruit is found. It's all from Hashem. Staka to Roy Mem Goy, Staka elevates a nation. The Chesilum Chazes, the Chesil of the nations, the Chazes, from Chazam, Abdab, and the Gramayu Avdin. What they do is only for themselves. So in Pashtus, it means that they have their Natias when they give. The Umos is what I'm going to get out of it. Am I going to get honor? Am I going to get respect? Am I going to feel good about myself? So it's La Le Gramayu. But this Vasemis is Pshad is Perish. Shein Lamasem, Dvekas Beshorish. What it means Le Gramayu is, it could be that they have good intentions. But they're not Dovek Beshorish. It could be they're really altruistic. But they're not dovik b'shoyrish. They're not clinging to the source of all being, of all existence. Avo ma'isi Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael, mitvekas nishmasim, we do ma'isim, our neshamas are dovik b'Hashem. V'nikra kol ma'isi Hashem mamish. And everything is called ma'isi Hashem. Rak shem ha-kelim lo'tzi ha-dvar mekoach ha-la-po'al. We're the kelim to be bring to actualize it. So it's really from Hashem. B'chaynisa ba'adar mashmiyam al shkolim ne'or emes shem yishamayim oran adavl ludus v'nei Yisrael k'ma shkos v'mishpat atzaka v'tasisa. And also ba'adar mashmiyam al shkolim. What's the remes? That Rosh Chodesh Adar, we tell everyone to bring the shkolim. That mishamayim ne'or ma'orer us. This midim nedivus. So we have the midim nedivus. It has to come from our neshamas, from Hashem, from being dovik b'shoresh. The mishpatim also mishpatei Hashem. Whereas the Goyim have Mishpatim and they have Tztaka, but it's not connected to the Shorish. Being in Anir Tzal, next Shtikl Tavresh Memei, Ozen Shama Avodayim, Shemati Moriv Zikni Mashosim, Bo Pagam Bozim, Wai Pagam Bozim, Meach Shalokim, A Mitzvah, Tov Lo Shalo Yishma. Since he wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah, better he doesn't hear, so make a hole in his ear. They make the hole, that's, the person can't hear as well afterwards after they make the hole in his ear. If he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah, so then if you heard that you're supposed to be my Avodim and you're not, so better not hear. If you're not going to use the ears for the right things, better not hear. We also know that Midah Tov is Merubah, good is always better than the bad. If your ears are closed when you're not makabel malchus shemayim, so al achas kama v'kama midat tov meruva, how much greater if you are makabel malchus shemayim? Hashem's going to open up your ears. You're going to hear. You're going to hear mitzvah Hashem. You're going to have their hairs. You're going to have avana, deeper avana in the mitzvah Hashem. So if you say, instead of saying I love my master, I love my goyisha wife, I love my goyisha children, no, what are you going to say? That's the Evet. You're going to say I love God. You have to know what to love. Today's, oh, do you love cake? Abba, ta ohev uga. Lo, ani lo ohev uga, ani ohev otcha, ani ohev et Hashem. Ohev uga. You're going to waste your love on Uga.
pathetic. So that's what you have to do. You have to give your love to Hashem. And Memela, he's going to open up your ears to listen. Then you're going to be able to understand his mitzvahs. You have to be zoche to hear these kolos. Shemua tishmu. Amat zvoisei. Lazagam kei nita mitzvahs mezuzah v'nei Yisrael shiadeles u'mezuzah edim ki mekabalim lachuz zborach v'yizkol emam aravodahim v'lachayin af mishazam stumidei kabos machuz zborach v'choyim zoche l'psichos oznayim. Therefore we have the delos and the mezuzah to remind us constantly that we're mekabal all machuzo. Every time we walk in the room, like the Rambam says, you look at the mezuzah and you say, psha. There's nothing other than God. God's everything. So that's the avoda. The avoda is to mekabel malchus shamayim, and then even if your ears are sealed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to open them up for you. They'll be zocher l'psichus oznayim. Last shtickle we're going to do, Tav Reish Mem Vav. It's like you want to start this and you just never want to end. It just gets... Just keep, it's like a smorgasbord. You know what I mean? You want to eat this, and you want to eat that, you want to eat this, and you want to eat that. La havdil alfa fei avdalos vasemesis, never ending. Zara kodesh bepasuk tafresh mem vav for a shtickle, the only shtickle. V'ish kim kors bitol ama darish al neshama. Like we said before, who's the ish da kodesh brichu? Kim kors bita, that's the neshama. Kesh bechinas ben ve'evad bevis Hashem yisbarach, like this vasemesis many times as the bechinas ben, the avod of being a son and being a servant. We're Hashem's sons. This shame was given out to the neshama. And avodas Adam, as an eved, we're attacking the body. The ban is the neshama. The body is the goof. The body is the goof. The goof is an eved. The body is the eved. And the neshama is the sun. That's the 6 days of the week. So you have 6 days of the week. Eved guf. Shabbos kodesh b'chinas ben. Shabbos is sun. And therefore there's shvisim malacha. Shabbos is called nazara kodesh yom the nishmasin. It's a day of the soul. You don't work. Day of the soul. Day of being a sun. There's no working. You don't have to be attacking the guf. Working is attacking the guf. And therefore you have an extra neshama. Day of the neshama, beit tezayin amar alav. Ve'emes ki kol zanasa idei achetah rishon ki kodem achetah emezukuch maguf kol shatav neshamas. The reason we need to be the bechinas eved is because we sin and we have to be attacking the goof. But back then the goof was like a neshama, like it'll be tchias amesim. According to those opinions, we're going to have a body forever, but the body's not going to be like our body now. We get the cold, we get a flu, chas shalom, we get a virus here, a virus there. The virus comes because of a virus. And we were sold because of our sins. This soul was sold because of its sins into the body. But originally everything was supposed to be pure. And if she's evil in the eyes of her master, he doesn't want to marry her. Why? Because if not for the sin, then there would only be Bechinas Banim. Everything would be Geshmak. But Im Kol Zeh V'Hefta, even though there's this evil there, Ra B'nei Adonai, because of the sin, there's this redemption. Shechom Lotzes Bechinas Eved LeBen. But we can go out from the Bechina of Eved to the Bechina of Ben. We still have that. Yeah, the soul was sold, but it shouldn't go out like an eved. You can return an olam hazeh to the bechina of a son. If we leave this world with purity and with tshuva, I had a bas yichida and I gave it to you. Because this world, we have all these gashmi sticker mitzvahs we have to elevate. That's what it says about the Torah, that I have this daughter, I can't leave her for myself, it's not fair. But I don't want to leave her. I don't want to give her away. So you know what? Make me kiton echad and I'll stay with her. And that's the Mishkan. And in there, there's the Torah. Because the Torah is mislabish in this world. I have to give the Torah to this world. But our job is to elevate it. A madrega elyona. So we have this tafkid here in this world to take these neshamas which were sold into captivity and elevate them to be, we should come once again, b'chinas banim. We should be Shabbos to Giyidin. So, sweet friends, I can only encourage you, Shabbos Kodesh, Parashat Mishpatim, Parashat Shkolim, so much more Sfasemis to learn. That the Shabbos, long Friday nights, you take a Sfasemis and you learn. Today they're even, Sfasemis is in English, there's books. If you can't get the Hebrew, if you can get the Lashon HaKodesh, it's even better. The Perushim, also written on the Sfasemis. So we should be zochel l'umar olam et lishma v'lasu l'kaimus kol divrei Yisrael v'torah v'ahava amen v'amen. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos.